field. You know, it's nonstop. You know, you're constantly, you know, coming back to the line, running, run the play, coming back, run again. So, you know, it definitely translates a lot. A little bit. I mean, when you're dodging, you know, you're trying to make those hard cuts, you know, in and out, you know, trying to run around people. So definitely it translates a tremendous amount.
But it sounds like you're not the type of guy that's going to run back to the huddle and scream at the quarterback.
No, absolutely not. Never blame the quarterback. I think I learned that. I learned that my, you know, first year coming out when I was in San Francisco. You know, I forget who it was who told me that, but you know, never blame the quarterback.
These games are so big in the evaluation process. After not being able to do much last week, how excited are you for Friday?
I'm excited for every game. You know, if I get the opportunity to go out there, I'm definitely, you know, I got to make the most of it. I know that's a huge part in, you know, if I want to make this team, special teams wise, offense. You know, if I get the opportunity to, you know, make a play, I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Chris, how did you see your chances of making the roster when you first started camp and now?
You know, I mean, I kind of came in, you know, with an open mind. I knew my goal. My goal was to come out here, you know, work hard. And try to impress the coaches, you know, be a trustworthy guy in the field. You know, my chances are, you know, it really is up to me. As hard as I want to work, and if I can make the plays when they're available and I get the opportunities and I make the best of them, then, you know, we'll see. You know, it's up to the coaches.
How much was your phone blown up last night?
You know, my family and, you know, all my friends from back home, you know, quick shout-outs, you know, text messages and all. Yeah, you know, it was fun seeing, you know, watching that.
How's it feel just being kind of thrust in the spotlight all of a sudden, you know?
I mean, it was cool, you know. I mean, seeing it on Hard Knocks, HBO, you know, I guess, you know, I grew up, you know, watching the, you know, Hard Knocks and seeing all those, you know, those stories that they do, and, you know, people coming into camp is like, oh, you know, you're gonna be one of those stories, you know, one year of football. So, but, you know, I wasn't really thinking about it, but, you know, it was definitely fun seeing it and watching it on TV.
Did you have a nickname back in college or high school in any other sports to kind of compare to this one?
No. No.
Not much of a share, right?
Do you see guys more now, knowing your background and what you've done so far during training camp, respect you more a little bit, considering your limitations in football?
You know, I don't know if most guys know my background, but I think that I'm getting respect from my teammates. You know, they see me how hard I work on the field. You know, whether it's special teams, look team, offense. You know, off the training, you know, off the field, on the field. I'm just trying to get the respect of that.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.